You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
This episode is brought to you by Light Life Tempeh. Plant-based foods made with simple ingredients for a full life. Light Life's tempeh is organic with 18 grams of protein and is a superfood you need to bring to the table tonight. Coming in 5 different varieties, including original, smoky, buffalo, flax, and 3-grain, you can enjoy it in any way you like for a clean, simple, delicious meal. You can find Light Life tempeh at your local grocery in the refrigerated section near produce, where plant-based proteins are sold. Learn more at lightlife.com. Hi, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Woon Hing, plant-based recipe developer and Food 52 resident, coming to you from my kitchen in Texas. Today, we are going to make something I crave, especially as the weather turns colder, buffalo tempeh and caramelized onion baked buns. There's nothing quite like holding a soft, warm bun in your hands for a cozy meal or snack during your day. The recipe is linked in the show notes if you need to refer to it, but otherwise, we'll be gathering ingredients, mixing, chopping, egg washing, all of it right here together. Feel free to pause or jump back if you need a little more time. These buns were inspired by a plant-based version of the Malaysian sambal ikan bilis or anchovies bun that I've made in the past. The buffalo tempeh provides the perfect spiciness that has a similar note to the original buns that I used to have. We love to serve these soft and fluffy buns with some plant-based teh tarik or pool milk tea for an afternoon snack or light meal. I really love the buffalo flavor and the tempeh texture that resembles bits of crunchy keropok or fried crackers, which is pulled from the ikan bilis buns this recipe was inspired by. Let's get started! For the dough, you'll need 245 grams of all-purpose flour. I highly recommend weighing your flour instead of using cups. 2/3 cup of warm water, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of instant yeast, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. For the filling, you need 1 pound of onion. You can use red, yellow, or white. I'm using yellow. 1 8-ounce package of Light Life buffalo tempeh, about 3 stalks of scallions, salt, and cooking oil. Other ingredients that you need include toasted white sesame seeds for sprinkling. And to create a plant-based egg wash, you need 1 tablespoon of unsweetened plant milk, either soy or oat, and 1/2 tablespoon of maple syrup. For a more buttery buns, you want to take out your vegan butter now from the fridge to soften it. You need it for greasing your baking pan and to brush on the baked buns for that shiny, silky look once you remove them from the oven. To make the dough, you can use a stand mixer or knead it by hand. I'm going to knead it by hand today because the dough is quite easy to put together. First, measure your flour into a large mixing bowl. Add 1/4 teaspoon of salt to the flour. Stir it with a spatula or simply mix it with your fingers. Then make a hole in the middle so you can add the sugar, instant yeast, and water here. Then you can bring in the flour from around the bowl when you need it. If you don't have instant yeast, active dry yeast will work as well. If you are using active dry yeast, you need to bloom the yeast by placing the sugar and warm water in a bowl or a measuring jug. Give it a good stir before you sprinkle the active dry yeast on top. Wait for about 5 to 10 minutes until a foamy top forms. If you don't see a layer of foam at the top, that means your yeast has expired. You'll have to start with a fresh batch. I'm using a rolling pin to mix the dry and wet ingredients together until there are no dry spots of flour left in the bowl. You can use a silicone spatula or a pair of chopsticks to mix the flour, or even with your hand. Ah, mine looks good. I don't need to add more water to it. But if yours still has some dry spot of flour, feel free to add more water, 1 tablespoon at a time. Let me clean out the flour from my rolling pin, and I'm going to knead it by hand. Working with the dough is quite therapeutic, do you agree? I've been kneading for a minute now, and I see that the dough is not smooth yet, but it's okay. You can either transfer this dough to a lightly floured work surface and continue to knead, or one quick tip is to cover the dough right now with a tight lid and let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes. This little break is enough to allow the gluten to rest, and when you come back to it, you can knead it into a smooth top with ease. I like this little break method because it saves me time and energy. And if you're not into kneading a dough, don't worry, you can use either store-bought pizza dough or even puff pastry. Pizza dough will have the most similar texture to this bun because it's soft and fluffy once baked. Puff pastry, on the other hand, will yield a crispy crunch outer layer. They both taste really good. Just simply cut this store-bought pizza dough or puff pastry into 8 portions and fill them with the filling in the next steps. Let's take a look at our dough now. It looks a little puffed up, which is normal because the yeast is working. Now knead a few more times. I'm doing this in a bowl, but you can do it on a work surface. Knead until you get a smooth top. Now let's cover this bowl with a tight lid and let it proof in a warm place for about 30 to 45 minutes until it doubles its original size. I'm going to place mine in the oven since it's generally warmer there, even though it's not heated. Sometimes I like to place a bowl on top of my dryer if I have that turn on. Or you can do it near your window that has sunlight coming in, as long as it's warm enough to proof the dough. While the dough is proofing, let's turn our attention to the filling. I'm using a large yellow onion here. Slice it as thin as you can so they can cook evenly in the pan. As mentioned, you can definitely use other types of onions you have on hand, and I highly recommend to use a large one because once it's cooked down, you really don't get much out of it. To get thin slices of onion, you first cut off the top and the bottom end. Next, seep the onion tall and cut it in half. Then remove the outer skin. Turn the cut side down on the chopping board and slice it thinly using the stripes as your guide. Repeat the same step with the other half of the onion. Next, chop your scallions. I'm using about 3 stalks here. Scallions will be added towards the end of the cooking. Now comes the star ingredient for the filling, which is the Light Life Buffalo Tempeh. I'm using 1 8-ounce package that comes in 4 long strips. Let's open the package and take out these well-seasoned tempeh strips. I half each strip lengthwise and cut them into small cubes about 1 centimeter each. This size is just right for the filling, plus it crisps up nicely when browned. Now that we have all the ingredients prepared, let's place a non-stick skillet on the stove and turn on the heat to medium. Once the pan is heated through, add in about 1.5 to 2 tablespoons of cooking oil. Add the onion using a spatula, spread it out in one layer so the onion gets an even heat distribution. Sauteing onion takes a little bit more time because you want to slowly sweat them until they turn translucent to extract its natural sweetness. This takes between 5 to 8 minutes over medium or medium-low heat. I like to season with a pinch of salt now. When sauteing onion, you really need to watch it like a hawk because it burns easily. If you do notice that they brown too quickly, lower the heat a little. Once the onion is soft and translucent, you may see some oil starting to separate from the onion too. Now push the onion to the side of the pan and add in the chopped tempeh. Similar to when you cook your onion, spread it into one layer so each side will get to brown nicely. Feel free to add a little bit more oil if you like a crispier outer layer on the tempeh. It smells so good now. The tempeh has browned and crisps up nicely. So I'm just going to finish this step with folding in the chopped scallions and turn off the heat. I'm going to wash up, get my station tidy, because when we come back, this recipe is going to move quickly. I'll meet you back here after the break. Thanks again to our sponsor, LightLife. Whether it's pan-fry, oven-bake, crumble or steam, LightLife's tempeh is naturally savory, nutty flavor shines through whatever recipe I throw at it. It's a high in protein, versatile, good for your gut addition to any meal. Made with only three simple ingredients, soybeans, water, and organic brown rice. Check it out for yourself. You can find LightLife's Buffalo Tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section near produce, where plant-based proteins are sold, or at lightlife.com. Hey, welcome back. This is Play Me a Recipe. As a reminder, I'm Woon Heng, plant-based recipe developer and Food 52 resident based in Texas. Today is a little chilly here, and I'm making this super soft, fluffy, and flavorful buffalo tempeh and caramelized onion baked buns. We are coming back to the point in the recipe where we've just finished cooking and cooling the filling, and we are ready to assemble the buns. Before we do so, let's get a 8x11 inches baking pan. I'm using a ceramic ones. Then generously grease the inside with softened vegan butter and set it aside. Now let's check the proof dough. Wow, it has doubled its original size. Punch it down to release the large air bubbles. Flour your work surface and let's transfer this dough over. The dough weighs about 400 grams. So I'm going to divide it into 8 smaller pieces, about 50 grams each. Knead each piece further to remove the tiny bubbles that's still trapped inside. You may hear some popping sound while you knead the dough. Mold it into a ball. It will be easier for you to roll it out into a circular disc later. Always work with one dough at a time and place the rest in the same bowl and cover it with a lid. Now dust some flour on a rolling pin. Place a dough ball on the work surface. Flatten it with your palm. Use a rolling pin to thin out the circumference into a 4 to 5 inches circular disc. So the end result will look like a sunflower where the middle is thicker than the edges. The reason is to make sure the buns will have room to fluff up and to get the top and the bottom layer of the bun with even thickness. Top with the buffalo tempeh filling. Use your fingers to mount it into a pile. Then bring the sides of the dough to the middle and pinch to seal all the openings. I also find that it's helpful to lay the wrapper on a small bowl, top with the filling, and wrap it up this way. Either way works, as long as you seal all the openings completely. Turn the bun around, seam side down on the work surface. Cup both of your palms and adjust the bun to smooth it out so it looks as strong as possible. Transfer the bun onto the grease pan. Cover the pan with a towel. Repeat the same step with the remaining dough pieces. Once you get 8 nicely wrapped buns in the baking pan, let them rest for another 10 to 15 minutes. Prepare the plant-based egg wash and preheat the oven to 375 Fahrenheit. The wash is made from a tablespoon of plant milk and half tablespoon of maple syrup. You can replace maple syrup with granulated sugar, but I would heat up the plant milk so the sugar can dissolve easily. In the meantime, let's get some toasted sesame seeds ready for sprinkling. Now uncover the dough and brush the buns with the wash. Next, top the middle of the buns with a pinch of toasted sesame seeds and press to adhere. Bake these buns for about 20 to 25 minutes until golden brown. It's ready! Let's take out the buns and brush a thin layer of melted or softened butter to give the buns that shiny look. If you like a sweeter buns, you can replace the butter with another layer of the plant-based egg wash. Let's try some now. Smells so good. Ooh, it's hot. Wow, I love the bun texture so much. It's very soft and fluffy. The buffalo tempeh is such a great hearty plant-based alternative that is savory, nutty, and goes perfectly well with the caramelized onion in these buns. Tasty! These buns are great with a cup of coffee and tea for an enjoyable meal. Hey, so that's that! Thanks so much for joining me today on Play Me Your Recipe. How did your buffalo tempeh and caramelized onion baked buns turn out? Let us know by leaving a rating and review. In the meantime, you can find me on social at woon.heng. And for more about Like Life Tempeh, head to likelife.com. See you next time! Oh hey! Before we go, just one more thing. While you just heard me make these buffalo tempeh and caramelized onion baked buns, I wanted to share one last idea before I leave you. Instead of buffalo tempeh, swap in the smoky tempeh, chop and simmer in a mix of soy sauce, vegan oyster sauce, sesame oil, and finely chopped onion for a plant-based twist on char siu bun. Like Life Tempeh's naturally savory, nutty flavor pairs perfectly with whatever you throw at it, and it's just as happy in a steamer as it is on grill, in a pan, or crumbled into sauce. It adds a hearty, healthy prebiotic boost to anything and everything it touches. Have a great day!